The World Health Organization says tests still show no sign that the bird flu virus sweeping Asia has changed to a form easily transmissible between humans. Human-to-human transmission has still not been ruled out completely. United Nations scientists said Thursday that a bird flu virus that killed three members of a Vietnamese family last month had not changed into a strain that could easily be passed between people. The scientists originally feared that two sisters in the family who died of the bird flu might have caught the virus from their brother, who also died of the disease. That could have signaled that the avian disease had picked up genes from a human influenza virus. If that happens, a new human-to-human strain of the virus could emerge, possibly of the type that killed millions of people during pandemics in the last century. However, the scientists say their latest tests show that the virus that infected the two sisters carried no human flu traits. But Maria Cheng, a WHO spokeswoman based in Hanoi, says there is still the possibility that one member of the Vietnamese family passed the avian strain of the virus to another.
But this still doesn't rule out the possibility of human-to-human transmission, but the important thing is it shows that there hasn't been the emergence of a new strain.
She warns that such an emergence is still a possibility and the danger of a pandemic remains. The dangers of this particular type of bird flu virus known as H5N1 were first highlighted in 1997 when it crossed into humans in Hong Kong. 18 people contracted the disease then and 6 of those died. The bird flu epidemic that has been devastating Asia's poultry flocks in recent weeks has led to at least 19 human deaths in Vietnam and Thailand. Indications so far are that all those victims contracted the disease from infected birds. Governments in at least 10 Asian countries are attempting to contain the spread of the disease, and tens of millions of chickens have already been slaughtered. WHO spokeswoman Cheng said it could take as long as 2 years to eradicate the disease from poultry in the region. Catherine Maria, VOA News, Hong Kong.